Hi, this is Gustavo calling on behalf of the City of Glenwood Springs. Thank you for taking this confidential and secure poll of Glenwood Springs voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Do you live in the City of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm independent.
Thank you so much. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good, I guess.
Good. Thank you so much. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I would say neutral, I guess.
Neutral.
Depends on the situation.
All right, thank you so much. How would you rate the overall quality of or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Thank you so much. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in a good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
The middle one, they made repairs, but they need more.
They need more. All right. Thank you so much. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Much too high.
Much too high. Thank you so much. As you may have heard or read, the City of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates more money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate opinions. Option one, would you vote yes or no to renew the one-half-cent sales tax and add an additional one-half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no of this?
No, because they never do it. The money doesn't go where they say it's going.
All right, thank you so much. And the option two, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
No.
Thank you so much. And option three, would you vote yes or no to continue with the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance?
No. What's that noise?
All right. Thank you so much. And next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Would you agree or disagree with this statement?
I would have to agree. You can't trust them.
All right, thank you so much. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax or road maintenance and street repair might take. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighborhood and to neighbors than is currently necessary. For you, this is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all?
I don't know. I didn't really get the question you're asking.
Well, I'm going to read a statement, and would you tell me that it's for you? This is very persuasive. Persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive or not at all. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Yeah, no, I'm not persuaded by upping the sales tax to get it done.
So we could tell that you are, for you, this is not persuasive at all.
No.
All right, thank you so much. And the next one says, the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. For you, this reason is very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all?
No, I can't say that I am persuaded.
So for you, is not persuasive at all?
No.
All right, thank you so much. The next one says, 100% of all money raised by these street sales tax goes to maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. For you, this reason is very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
I'm going to go with not at all.
Not at all. Thank you so much. Anna, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved 1.5 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. This reason for you is very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
I'm not persuaded by it.
All right, thank you so much. And voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. This reason is very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all for you?
I'm not persuaded.
All right, thank you. The next one, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. For you, this reason is very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
I would say maybe somewhat persuasive.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. And the next one, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs are agreed to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state of or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. And for you, this is very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
All right, thank you so much. And the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additionally money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. This reason for you is very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
I'm going not at all. How many more do you have? Because I have other things to do. I don't feel like sitting on the phone all day.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But for this part, there are just two more statements. I will be as brief as possible. A significant proportion of this sales tax money from Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. For you, this reason is very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
No, not at all.
Thank you so much. And the last one for this part. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and the water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. This reason is very persuasive,
no,
somewhat
not at all. That does not happen. Our water bill goes up every time you turn around. People that drive on it that don't live here don't have a water bill here. How are they contributing to that?
Yeah, I'm sure. So, thank you so much. And, well, having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? The option one, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as covers costs of replacing the deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing the deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no?
No, I'm voting no, because I'm not voting for an increase in anything. So any of the other questions that you ask for an increase are going to be no.
All right. Well, this says to continue with the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance. Well, this is a... Well, to continue with the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance, would you vote yes about this or no?
No, not voting for an increase.
All right, thank you so much. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money out from to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support this or oppose?
No, I don't support it.
Okay, thank you so much. So, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, or 40 to 54, or 55 to 64, or say 65 and over?
40 to 54.
Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
21 to 30.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, that could be everything for my part. I thank you so much for your participation. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Goodbye.